right, back at it. So a whole host of Michigan schools not in class today or tomorrow, extending out the Thanksgiving holiday break to get themselves outside of a window of this latest COVID surge, one of the worst we've seen, by the way. Joining me is Chad Livengood, senior editor of Politics and Policy, Crain's Detroit. Chad, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
COVID surging again in Michigan. It just makes you, has a lot of people saying, listen, we were told that the vaccines were going to get it done. Michigan just got to 70%, my understanding, right, of 16 and over. It's not seeming to stem the tide of cases, is it?
Well, the vaccine definitely has proven scientifically to slow the infection rate, but the pandemic is really, as the experts say, turned to a pandemic of the unvaccinated. 80% or more, some hospitals, 90% of the patients who are hospitalized are unvaccinated, and if you are in an ICU, it's like 97% of the patients are unvaccinated. And typically those 3% that are vaccinated, they have some other type of comorbidity, overweight or heart condition or some kind of other problem and medical problem that is, adding to the stress on their body. And so, we've seen record cases. On Friday, we hit a new record for the pandemic, over 7,500 new cases on the 7-day average. That beat the 7,200 tops total daily cases we had on the Friday before Thanksgiving last year. And as you recall, Steve, that was a couple days into Governor Whitmer's second shutdown of the of many state much of the state economy.
I noticed one statistic here that kind of debunks something that has become kind of a popular narrative for the left, which is, the people that are not vaccinated are, these Trump supporters, red state folks, whatever it might be, right? But here it is. In Detroit, only 35% of eligible residents are fully vaccinated, running well behind the rest of the state, pretty much in every statistic there. Pretty sure, Chad, that Detroit's not a hotbed of conservatism or Trump support.
No, it's not. It's closer to 40% when you count the children, but yeah, it still lags parts of the state. You go to Leelanau County, they are closer to 80% up there of people who are eligible are vaccinated, and then you just have these other pockets of the state. But Oakland County is north of 70%, and just over the border in 8 Mile in Detroit, it is sub 50 for sure. And so, it's very concerning. And this is really something that's confounded Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan.
Let's be fair, Chad. Let's stick to the point. Is that I see the national media routinely saying, it's these people that are conservatives and so forth. I'm fully vaccinated. Whatever. The point being is it's a false narrative, because this is unusual to Detroit. This is true of a lot of the major urban areas, the big cities in America, are running well behind. And I don't misunderstand. I can understand why folks that live there don't trust the government. I kind of understand that. You probably might as well.
Yeah. Absolutely, and there's a long and terrible history of African Americans with vaccines being experimented on and such, and so there's a generational hesitancy and downright mistrust of vaccines, and that is certainly a problem. One thing that we also see in Detroit, and you can see that in every store, you can see it on the street. A lot of Detroiters are wearing masks, and right now the outbreaks on a per capita basis in Detroit and Wayne County as a whole, they are somewhere in the range of 25 to 35 people per 100,000 people. You go up into pockets of northern Michigan, you break 100, even up into 150. A few weeks ago, Ogemaw County and over in the east side of the northeast lower peninsula, they were hitting 135 cases per 100,000 people. Obviously, they don't have 100,000 people
in Ogemaw County. I get that, but let me ask you this. Chad Livengood here, senior editor of Politics Policy at Crain's. when Anthony Fauci says over the weekend, which I've been telling people for months, this was pretty predictable, that fully vaccinated was not going to mean two shots much longer. And lo and behold, that's exactly true. But I wonder what your guess is when they start saying, well, you need three shots or four or whatever they turn out to be, or a booster every 6 months to be, quote, unquote, fully vaccinated. I don't think that's going to go particularly well. Even for people that have two shots now, I don't know how many are going to sign up for number three or number four and so on and so forth. I think the numbers just continue to get lower. What do you think?
Well, it's like a flu shot. You get a flu shot when you're a kid. And you start getting them every year because you have to continue to maintain the immunity. I mean, that is that flu shot is a vaccine. And you know, this, the COVID shot is now becoming akin to the flu shot. And that might be just part of what we have to do to sort of live with this. And so we can
right, go about it. But I don't see people lining up to do it. That's my point. I mean, might be what people say, but I don't think Fauci has much credibility.
There's a public education issue, for sure. Yeah, there's a public education issue that still is lagging as far as it getting understanding of why you need to have a booster shot, because that immunity that you got from the February or March vaccine shot is starting to wear off, and you have new types of strains of this virus that are getting more and more, or have been getting more and more contagious. We didn't have Delta variant in February. Like we had it late summer, early fall here, and so the spread is different, and the variables, continue to evolve.
I'm guessing the pushback is going to be tremendous, Chad. Well, I mean, there are variables. There's a lot of things going on. I'm rooting for Merck. I hope Merck is able to deliver on their derivative, if you will, of the AIDS antiviral pills that they've developed. I'm hoping Merck. My money on Pfizer. I'm taking that back right now. Anyhow, Chad, greatly appreciate you being here. I do. And we'll keep an eye on it. It's going to be a long holiday, I think. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Quick break. I'll be right back.